episode 749, Make What Matters Happen.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day, and welcome. I'm so delighted that you have made time to take care of yourself. I pray that you are having a glorious weekend. Hoping that you are gaining a little bit of restfulness. I don't know about you, but my schedule is a little bit jammed. It seems like when we have the weekends, we're all geared up for the weekend, but it's more jam-packed than the weekdays. So how is that more relaxful? Well, that's going to be for another episode. Today, I want you to make what matters happen. That's what we're chatting about. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm delighted that you're here. If you haven't already had the opportunity, head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Finding the Simple in Every Day. It would be nice if we could just pull out that recipe and know all the ingredients that we need to have the perfect life. But I'm here to tell you, we're not going to get that. Even as Christians and followers of Christ, we know what we have to put into it. We know what he calls us to do. But it's up to us to make what matters happen. How many excuses and distractions have you given into since the new year? Okay, did your mind just fill up with like 20,000 things? Because mine just did. You know, it's time to make what matters happen. What is it about our life that we put everything that we want, our dreams, on the back burner? Now, I'm not sitting here telling you that your husband's not important, that your wife's not important, that your children aren't important, that your extended families aren't important, that your volunteer work isn't important. No, they are important, but so are you. And sometimes we're out there searching for that underlining what makes me happy. I just want to feel happy. I want to have energy. I want to have joy in my life. And sometimes we're not getting to the nitty gritty. So, you know, here on Create You Now, we get to the nitty gritty. Make what matters happen. There's no time like the present to do life. Impact today. That's what we are called to do as women of impact. We have to focus on what is most pressing. Are you doing that? You have to limit the interruptions. Are you doing that? And you have to work within your zone. Your primetime zone. Are you doing that? I don't know. Only you can answer that question. But what I do know is that most of us, we live for the excuses and not for our dreams. Let that soak in for a minute. We live for the excuses and not for our dreams. You know, we all have distractions in life coming at us all the time. This is our new normal. In fact, there's actually been studies done, but we believe that if we don't have stuff coming at us, we feel like we're kind of bored. We don't matter. Nobody loves us. And we go into this kind of baby pity party that says, why isn't anybody paying attention to me? Yet at the same time, you're like, but I'm not living out my dreams. I'm unhappy. Okay, we can't have it all. God gave you a gift. He gave you a purpose to live out. It is our job here to unravel that, figure out what it is, and go out and live it to the best of our ability. Not to worry whether or not we can do it, but to make what matters happen. We can't let the distractions, the excuses fill our life. So I want you to look at it this way. Our new normal is filled with distractions and excuses. And this is one you can't blame on the children. You can't. It's not their fault. You know, you get all these pings and dings in your life, right? Your phone, your text is going off. You get a ding because you got a brand new email. You know, you get another ding because somebody's there paying ready for you to play Candy Crush, or somebody's reminding you that, oh, did you join that game on Word Friends? You got to give me a word. Yeah, I know you're smiling right now, right? Going, yeah, that kind of sounds a little bit familiar. This is the way that we communicate now, and pings and dings make what matters happen. The way we used to communicate is so different than the way we do it now. I can remember calling up my best friend, and if she wasn't home, I would leave a message. Imagine that. Number one, somebody actually picks up the phone and says hello. How many times recently in the last, let's say even 24 hours, that you've picked up and actually talked to a real person? It's hard. We talk to more real people when we go grocery shopping, but to do real life, we don't. Everything's online. We pay our bills online. We chat with people online. There's no voice to voice. We don't hear anything. We're filling our lives with constant distractions. And so we get these things where we don't know if we're coming or if we're going. So in the olden days, you know, I'd call my best friend and she's not home, and I would leave a message with her parents, or I would leave a message with her brother, whoever it was. And it may take a day or two for her to get back with me, or I may just wait and see her at school because her schedule didn't allow it. And that would have been a big deal. But today, oh my goodness, we are freaking out when nobody answers our text, when nobody answers that PM on Facebook, when nobody responds immediately to that email we just sent. Now, you may be laughing a little bit, but you know it's true. And I know sometimes the truth hurts, but you have to remember, you're here to make what matters happen. If God created you on purpose for a purpose, it's your job to live out that purpose. Stop living in the excuses and start living for his dreams. Because you know what happens is, if we're living for those pings and dings and we're answering those texts as fast as we can put them out, those emails as fast as they come in, we're living off of everybody else's schedule. They're controlling you. You're never going to get to your dream. Never. And what is your dream? Have you even made time to think about that? You don't want to go down the rabbit hole of the pings and dings where you're like, oh my goodness, she didn't answer me. Is she mad at me? Are we even best friends? What did I do wrong? You know what I'm talking about. Take a time out. Time out. We got to figure out what matters and make that happen. No more excuses. No more distractions. And I'm standing here because I'm actually recording this standing up, believe it or not. But I'm standing here telling you this. I'm guilty as charged. I'll send out an email, and I know how fast email goes, right? 10 seconds, I'm like, they should have already gotten it. Why aren't they responding? And I have to take a step back and remind myself, now, Christiane, they have a life too. They're not just looking for you to show up on their doorstep. You may not hear from them for a week or two or three, and that's okay. But you still have to make what matters happen. And that takes you to take one step at a time to lead to your miles of greatness. So your challenge for you this weekend is, I want you to have intentional thought. Yes, I'm not sitting here saying, okay, yeah, Christiane, okay, I'll think about what you said, yeah. I don't want it to go in one ear and out the other ear. No, okay? Don't be like my child. They are still children. They still are growing up. And I know sometimes they're sitting there looking at me going, Mom, are you done talking? Because I'm done listening. Okay, I want you to listen. I want you to have intentional thought this weekend. How are you living toward your goals or dreams for the season that you're in now? How are you living toward your goals? Now, that doesn't mean that every single action that you take is specific to a goal or dream. That doesn't mean it's going to get you right there. So for example, let me explain this. Let's say you want to have a business, right? And basically your business is in your head. meaning you've done nothing. You haven't started your website. You haven't even gotten a .com. You haven't even thought about, oh gosh, what do I really want to do? How can I serve whoever you're interested in serving, right? You haven't even gotten to that. It's just these thoughts that are bubbles like in your head. You know, if you could see a cartoon in front of it, you'd have all these bubbles going, okay, she's thinking this, she's thinking that, she's thinking this. I know I used to be there. Everything was in my head. Now I get older and I got to take it out of my head or I forget it. So when you're sitting here and you're looking at what you're trying to do to go towards a goal or a dream in the season that you're in now, that means you're taking the immediate next step. That doesn't mean you're going to get to your goal. That is what can get you stuck because people are freaking out. Well, why can't I have already lost 50 pounds? Well, how long did it take you to gain 50 pounds? You're not going to lose it overnight. I would love to, but it doesn't happen that way. You're not going to build a multi-million dollar business overnight. It doesn't happen because if it does happen, you're going to lose it that fast too. It takes time. It takes consistency. How are you living towards your goals and dreams in the season that you're in right now? Are you responding to all the pings and dings? Are they controlling where you're going? Are you living in the excuses and the distractions? Are you making room for what matters now? And maybe you're saying, oh my gosh, yeah, I need to be doing that. If you want some help, I'm here to walk beside you. Click on the link, take aim in the show notes. And you can have a free 20-minute call. There's no strings attached. It's me serving you. You can ask me whatever question you want, wherever you are. Maybe you really don't know what that next step is. I know I've been there. And sometimes having that coach, that person who is not where you are, sitting there in the midst of it, filled with emotion, filled with baggage, filled with the stress of her own life, then they can see what you can. So click on the link, take aim, and I would love to come beside you. That will begin our conversation. I promise I don't bite, but I will give you hugs and love, and I will show you how to take one step to lead to your miles of greatness. I want you to have a fabulous weekend. Make time, just a little time, even if it's 5 minutes, and you go take a bath just for yourself. Tell your loved one, your sweetie pie, say, honey, I love you, but I need my time. It is my time. If your time is the my time on the treadmill or going for a walk, make time for you because I promise you, you're filling your bank account when you do that. And you need to fill that bank account in order to make what matters happen. So spend your energy and go out and create an absolutely incredible day. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.